7.5. Enhancing customers' lives. You'll hear a broadcast about Japanese department stores.
Every country has its own department stores. There are some which are luxurious and cater for the very rich, like Harrods in London or Bloomingdale's in New York, while some are more down-market. But there's one country whose stores are totally unique, and that is Japan. In Tokyo, for example, visiting a department store does not necessarily mean going shopping. You might go there to see an art exhibition or to amuse the children. You might want to drink beer in the roof garden, to have a meal, or just to relax and hang out with your friends. A Japanese department store doesn't really aim to sell things you need every day, like a supermarket might. It sets out to find ways of enhancing customers' lives. Richard Green reports on Mitsukoshi, the oldest department store in Japan.
That's right indeed, Helen. Mitsukoshi started out as a kimono outlet in 1673. This was the first store where people could come in, browse around, and pay on the spot with cash for kimono cloth, rather than paying in interest-bearing instalments, as was the norm in those days. The merchandise then quickly diversified to include daily necessities and gift items, and Mitsukoshi grew to become the best-stocked and most prestigious department store in Asia by the 1960s. The store's reputation made it the place to buy gifts, and the Mitsukoshi logo continues to stand for quality. For example, to the very best in Japanese customer service, Mitsukoshi is the place to go. And their flagship store in Nihonbashi is wonderful.
So you reckon that it's worth a visit if you're in Tokyo?
Absolutely, it's a must. The subway stops right beneath the store. The station, by the way, is Mitsukoshi Mai, which means in front of Mitsukoshi. And the best way in is via the grand entrance, especially if you can make it for 10 o'clock opening time. Being bowed to by all the assistants as you walk into the magnificent entrance makes you feel like royalty, I can tell you. You could spend all day walking round, and there are plenty of places to rest if you get tired of walking. It has a theatre, a cinema, a museum and an art gallery, and classrooms. It offers concerts, lectures and all kinds of classes. They have a ladies' club with lectures and lessons in traditional arts and crafts, painting, flower arranging, calligraphy, and languages. They have art exhibitions too, and lunchtime theatrical performances. And the ticket, believe it or not, includes a lunchbox with sushi, wine, sandwiches, and a magazine.
Well, it certainly is a nice way to spend a lunchtime.
Yes. And there's a dream room for resting babies, where you can leave your baby while you do your shopping. They can even arrange your wedding, Western or Japanese style.
Are there other department stores that that offer the same sort of services?
Well, the fact is that all the department stores offer very similar services. They don't all have a theatre, but most of them have exhibition areas and run classes in a community culture centre. Where people can go to learn languages, for example. And down in the basement of every store, you'll find an enormous food department. Not a supermarket, but a huge area with hundreds of counters selling everything from fresh fish to cream cakes. And many of them give you a free taste of their wares. So it's a sort of high-class market. And near the top of the building, there are usually several floors with dozens of little restaurants. All sorts, Japanese, Western, Indian, Chinese, tea rooms, coffee shops, fast food, you name it. Places where you can have a big meal or just a snack, if that's what you're after. In the summer, you can go up to the very top floor, where there's a roof area with a beer garden, a play area for children, and you can sit in the open air, enjoy the breeze, and enjoy the view of the city. One store even has a golf school on the roof. Believe it or not. But at the end of the summer, on September the 1st, all this is closed. Even if the weather's still hot, because that's the official end of the summer in Japan, and people start wearing their winter clothes then as well. So you have to wait till the next summer, which starts on June the 1st.
Hmm. As a non-Japanese speaker, how does one cope with these places?
Well, at the main entrance, you can pick up a store directory and a brochure in English. Anywhere in the store, if you ask one of the assistants, do you speak English, they'll smile and rush off to find someone who does. It really couldn't be easier. The other thing is every store has staff whose only duty is to welcome customers. So you find many lifts have a young female operator in a uniform wearing white gloves who bows to you as you enter the lift and welcomes you to her lift. And she announces what's on each floor as the doors open and bows to you again as you leave. And when the store opens in the morning at 10 a.m., the staff stand at the edge of their department welcoming you. And at the close of business at 7 p.m., they're there again, saying goodbye to everyone.
And are those the shop hours? It's always 10 to 7?
Yes, usually. And they're all open 6 days a week. They're always open on Saturdays and Sundays and on national holidays. They do close one day during the week, but different stores in the same district all close on different days. The floors with all the restaurants are open later, usually till 10:30. Some stores have their own railways too.
But their own railways?
Yes. These are stores owned by one of the private railway companies, Odakyu, Keio, Seibu and Tobu in Tokyo, for example. You take the lift or escalator from the store all the way down to the station and you step out onto the platform where your commuter train is waiting to take you home. The main store is the terminus of the line. And some of these companies own baseball teams too. The Seibu Lions are one of the top teams.
It sounds like these stores are all quite similar to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they go about creating a difference between them, making their own mark, if you like?
Yeah, well, at one store, the assistants wear badges showing their hobby, such as, well, it could be flower arranger or veteran golfer, so that customers can relate to them on a personal level. At another store, they might wear bright yellow shirts so that customers can identify them easily. Department stores in Japan don't compete on price, but on the quality of their service and the range of choice they offer. All the stores are full of the latest gadgets, fashions and accessories from all over the world. So, above all, it's really to do with how much of a pleasure it is to spend time there.
And can you only find these Japanese stores in Japan?
No, there are big Japanese department stores in Singapore, Hong Kong and other Asian cities. There is a Mitsukoshi branch in London, but it's quite small. A large number of its customers are Japanese people. And one of the things assistants at the London store have to do is to help worried Japanese tourists find their lost luggage or passports or get in touch with relations. It's all part of the service they offer. And of course, it encourages customers to be loyal to Mitsukoshi when they get back home again. Customer loyalty is very important.
Absolutely. If your customers are happy, they'll keep coming back again.
That's exactly right.
Well, Richard, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.